Welcome back to the 21 Seconds Podcast. I'm your host, Colt White. This episode is mostly stakes, including a few big ones on the mountain, the Ruidoso Derby and Futurity. Also had the consolations to both of those, but we'll kick it off with the Virgil Bond Stakes at Delta Downs and end it with the Vessels Maturity Trials at Los Alamitos. So all that and more right after this. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by PYC Fun and Fancy, standing at Dunn Ranch in Woodywood, Oklahoma. The son of PYC Painter Wagon was the Heritage Place Derby winner as a three-year-old with $478,000 in earnings. Freshman sire this year, and he's off to a fast start with already four winners, including Give Me the Dice, Fly Fancy Fun, Fancy Scarface, and PYC Avenue, winner of the Remington Park Futurity, back in April with nearly $300,000 in earnings so far. PYC Fun and Fancy is booked full in 2022, but one you should consider for 2023, especially how his babies have done so far in their first year. PYC Fun and Fancy, standing at Dunn Ranch. Let's start off with the Virgil Bond Stakes at Delta, race 7 on the card Saturday. $25,000 purse, 3-year-olds and up, going 870 yards. Number one, Lola's Little Ed at 12-1 on the morning line, a 7-year-old by Divide the Cash out of Loretta Loretta by Jazzing High. Alejandro Cibrón, the owner, Brenda Foster trains, Arturo Alvarez, the jockey. Lola's Little Ed with two starts this year was second against Claiming Company at Delta Downs on May 7th, fourth in an allowance last time out on May 28th. This is the first career stakes race for Lola's Little Ed. Last year, hit the board the majority of the times on the track, only missed twice. So has been first, second, or third, 6 of 16 tries with $40,000 in earnings so far. Lola's the lead. The two is Sarah's Patriot at 10-1, a 4-year-old filly by Game Patriot out of Sarah's Into Mischief by Into Mischief. Gilbert Matthews owns, Philip Casillas Jr. trains, and the jockey Juan Garcia Jr. 1-for-1 this year, Sarah's Patriot picked up an allowance win at Delta on May 14th, only time out. So won back-to-back, a matter of fact, won an allowance at Evangeline back in December. This is the first stakes race for Sarah's Patriot since the Mardi Gras Futurity a couple of years ago, where she ran 9th. So it's been first, second, or third, 8 of 14 tries with $63,000 in earnings for Sarah's Patriot. My top choice is the 3 Freakin' Patriot Dash at 8-1. 7-year-old gelding here by Game Patriot at a Freakin' Dash by Streakin' Dash. Aureli Gutierrez is the owner, Joel Huitron trains, and the jockey, Jose Rodriguez. This will be the first start of the year for the 7-year-old in 2021. Started 9 times. Several allowance races, picked up a couple of wins against Allowance Company, also ran 4th in the Governor's Cup Marathon, 3rd in the Races and Aces Stakes at Evangeline, as well. Second in the Live Oak in 2020, going 870. He's been in a lot of stakes races throughout his career. He's won 10 out of 38 with 8 seconds and 7 thirds with $167,000 in earnings in Freakin' Patriot Dash. Number 4 is Midnight Biscuit at 6-1, a 4-year-old gelding by Game Patriot out of Biscuit Eater by Kentucky Jazz. Win at All Cost LLC, the owners, Van Haywood trains, Gilbert Ortiz with the ride. Midnight Biscuit has started 4 times this year, was a winner first time out in January at Louisiana Downs. That was against Allowance Company. Ran in 2 more allowances over there with a 5th and 6th place finish and was 3rd in an optional claimer last time out. Last year was runner-up in the Races and Aces Stakes, and that's the lone stake on the resume for Midnight Biscuit, who's a 4-time winner from 17 outs with a 2nd and a 3rd, $65,000 in earnings for the Louisiana bred. The 5 is One Mighty Key at 6-1, a 4-year-old gelding by Western Acres out of Key to Your Dream by Trey Sace. Gerald DeWitt, the owner and breeder, Anthony Airy trains, and the jockey Ricardo Hernandez Jr. A pair of starts this year for One Mighty Key was 4th against Allowance Company at Delta on May 14th. 2 weeks later was 2nd against Allowance Company. This is another one making his stakes debut. Has hit the board 5 of 10 tries. Excuse me, more than that. 8 of 10 tries. Lone times off the board were 5th and 6th against Maiden and in the trials in the Louisiana Million as a 2-year-old. $29,000 in earnings for One Mighty Key. My second pick is the 6-1 Fast Cajun at 5-2, a 4-year-old gelding by He's a Fast Dash out of Cajun Rocket by Lion Tamer. Norman and Darren Ladner, the owners, Danny Hoda trains, and the jockey of Baldo Luna. 1-for-1 this year is 1 Fast Cajun, picked up an optional claiming win at Delta on May the 13th. Last year was a finalist in the Louisiana Champions Day Derby. That's the lone stakes race on the card, or on the resume, I should say, for 1 Fast Cajun. Won a maiden at Delta last year as a 3-year-old. Also an allowance at Evangeline before that Louisiana Champions Day Derby, and was second in an allowance to cap the year off. So he's been first 3 times, second once, and third once out of 10 starts with $47,000 in earnings in 1 Fast Cajun. Third, I'll go to the 7, Mason's Jet Black at 3-1, a 5-year-old gelding by Jet Black Patriot out of Rustin Kitty, by Eugene's third son. Gidget Dugas, the owner, Juan Cano trains, Paulina Ramirez, the jockey. This one's only start this year was second against Optional Claiming Company on May 13th at Delta. Last year was the winner of the Governor's Cup Marathon at Sam Houston and was also fourth in the Races and Aces Stakes at Evangeline, picked up an allowance win at Evangeline too. Has been first or second 10 out of 19 tries. Also has 3/3 with $103,000 in earnings in Mason's Jet Black. And the 8 is Jess Louisiana Boo at 6-1. This is a 7-year-old gelding by Jess Louisiana Blue out of Laboucan by Sir Alibi. Paul Diagle, the owner. Philip Casillas Jr. trains, and the jockey Randy Edison. This one was pretty lightly raced last year, finished second against Allowance Company 3 straight times, and also won the Races and Aces Stakes at Evangeline. Was fourth in this race in 2020. Also, the other stakes race on the resume for him was a finalist in the Louisiana Champions Day Derby back in 2018. Look at the workout tab. Worked most recently on May 13th, going 220 and 1210. It was second fastest of 26. I think he'd have worked a little farther than that preparing for 870, but oh well. A 3-time winner from 15 starts in Jess Louisiana Boo with 5 seconds and 1/3, $73,000 in earnings so far. So in the Virgil Bond Stakes, I'll take the 3 Freakin' Patriot Dash on top, the 6-1 Fast Cajun second, and the 7 Mason's Jet Black third. 3-6-7 in the Virgil Bond. Now let's take a look at the Ruidoso Invitational on Saturday for $100,000. Ones that didn't qualify to the Derby here going 400 yards, field of 10 and 2 also eligibles. We will start with my second choice. That's the 1 Valiant Charm at 9-2 on the morning line. This is a gelding by Valiant Hero out of Charm and Chief Corona by Chief Corona. Juan Terrazas, the owner, trained by Martin Arona Sr., Ricky Ramirez, will be up. 4 starts this year for Valiant Charm. Was second in the trials for the West Texas Derby in January, was 6th in the finals in February, and then 2nd in an allowance about a month after that before a 3rd place finish in the Derby trials last time out. Last year, broke his maiden at Remington Park, ran 2nd in the Ruidoso Futurity Trials, won a trial for the All-American Futurity, and was 2nd in the All-American Juvenile. So he's been 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, 7 of 10 tries with $69,000 in earnings for the Texas bred Valiant Charm. The 2 is Jessa Payday at 20-1, a gelding by Jess Good Candy out of Jessa Cartel by Corona Cartel. Owned and bred in Texas by Bobby Simmons, Clint Crawford trains, jockey Brian Candinosa. 3 starts this year for Jessa Payday, was 4th in an allowance at Remington Park in March. A few weeks later was 3rd in another allowance before a 4th place finish in the Derby trials last time out. Pretty lightly raced, only 7 career starts. Broke his maiden first time out at Remington Park last year. Also has a win in the trials for the Rainbow Futurity, just didn't manage to make it. So the 1st career stakes race for Jessa Payday with $21,000 in earnings so far. My top choice is the 3-1 Slick V at 4-1, a gelding by 1 Valiant Hero out of Silk Mountain by Panther Mountain. Double Diamond Quarter Horse is the owners, Monte Arosa trains, and the jockey Francisco Calderon. 3 starts this year for 1 Slick V, was 2nd against Allowance Company in March at Remington. Won an allowance on April the 15th before a 3rd place finish in the Derby trials last time out. If he gets away cleaner, doesn't have a little stumble like he did in the trials, I think he's going to be really tough to beat in 1 Slick V, my top choice. Last year, he won a trial for the Ruidoso Futurity and a claiming race, so he's won three now out of eight with a second and a third. $30,000 in earnings for One Slick V, the Oklahoma bred. The four is KJ Wild Thing at 10-1, gelding by Apolitical Jess out of Wild Six by Trey Sace. Owned by John and Kathy Lee with Ruben Mares, West Giles Trains, jockey Adrian Ramos. Two starts this year for KJ Wild Thing, was second against Allowance Company in March at Sunland before third place finish in the trials. Pretty lightly raced as a two-year-old last year. Didn't have any luck on the mountain, but did go to Lone Star Park, win a trial for the Texas Classic Futurity, and run fifth in the Texas Classic Juvenile. So he's won once out of the seven tries with $16,000 in earnings for the Arizona-bred KJ Wild Thing. Number five is Empty Promise, sold at the 2020 Los Alamitos sale for $30,000. She's 8-1 on the morning line, sired by Separate Interest out of Babe on the Fly by Strawfly Special. Owned by Vista del Sol, Eric Valenzuela, the trainer, and the jockey, Sergio Becerra Jr. Three starts this year for Empty Promise, was second in the trials for the Los Al Winter Derby in January, and then was eighth in the Grade 1 Finals in February before winning a trial heat for the Derby last time out. As a two-year-old, was a finalist in the Desert Classic Futurity, broke her maiden at Albuquerque before running second in the trials for the Golden State Million, winning a trial for the Los Al 2 Million, and also winning the Evening Snow Handicap last out of 2021. So it's been first or second, 7 out of 11 tries, Empty Promise with $45,000 in earnings. The 6 is Hot Ivory Eyes at 8-1, a colt by Ivory James out of I Agree by Mr. Eye Opener. Owned by Paragon Farms, LLC, Trey Wood Trains, and the jockey Raul Ramirez Jr. A pair of starts this year for Hot Ivory Eyes was an allowance winner on March 31st at Remington, second in the Ruidoso Derby trials last out. As a two-year-old last year, was a finalist in the Rainbow Juvenile, ran ninth in that one, also won a maiden at Lone Star Park in the fall, and then back-to-back second-place finishes to cap the year off last year in the Texas Classic Futurity Trials and the Texas Classic Juvenile. So Hot Ivory Eyes has been first or second, 6 out of 7 tries, with $46,000 in earnings. Number 7 is Throwing Smoke, sold at the Ruidoso Yearling Sale in 2020 for $110,000. He's 4-1 on the morning line and a gelding by Apolitical Jess out of the Country Chicks Man mare, Smokin'. Owned by the Lucky Ladies, Mike Joyner Trains and Jose Alvarez will be up. Three starts this year for Throwing Smoke. Was third in the West Texas Derby trials at First Asking, then ran second in the Grade 3 Finals, and was third in the opening trial for the Ruidoso Derby last time out. As a two-year-old last year, broke his maiden at Lone Star Park, also won a trial for the Texas Classic Futurity, and was third in the Texas Classic Juvenile. A two-time winner from 9 outs with $58,000 in earnings in the Arkansas bred Throwing Smoke. The 8 is When in Doubt, sold at the Heritage Sale in 2020 for $30,000. 20-1 on the morning line in a gelding by Kiss My Hawks out of Cassia Bay by Special Leader. Judy and Conda Mays, the owners, Clint Crawford Trains, and Jorge Torres will have them out. When in Doubt was fifth in his only time out this year in the trials last time out. As a two-year-old last year, broke his maiden at First Asking at Remington Park, also ran second in the Rainbow Trials, won an All-American trial, and second in the trials for the Texas Classic, and ran 7th in the Texas Classic Juvenile final start of 2021. $19,000 in earnings for the Colorado bred When in Doubt. Number 9, Apolitical Payoff at 20-1. A gelding by Apolitical Jess out of Sace the Royal Cash by Trey Sace. Owned and bred in Oklahoma by Brenda Reiswig, Jason Olmstead Trains, and the jockey Edwin Escobedo. Three starts this year for Apolitical Payoff, was fifth in the trials for the Remington Park Derby in April, fourth in the Grade 3 Mr. Masterbug Stakes a couple of weeks after that before running fourth in the trials here last time out. Didn't break his maiden until October of last year at Will Rogers Downs and then also won a trial for the Black Gold Laddie Futurity and then came back to win the finals. So he's won 3 out of 11 with 2 seconds and 2 thirds, $112,000 in earnings for Oklahoma-bred Apolitical Payoff. And my fourth choice is the 10, Apolitical Candy V at 3-1, a gelding by Apolitical Jess out of Rock Candy SA by Good Reason SA. Owned by Valeriano Racing Stable, Santos Carrizales Trains, and Juan Polito will have the call. Four starts this year for Apolitical Candy V, was an allowance winner at LaSalle in January. Also won a trial for the LaSalle Winter Derby and was second in the Grade 1 Finals for this second place finish in the Derby Trials at Rio Doso this time around. Was also second in the Evening Snow Handicap last year, so has been first or second 8 out of 13 tries. $69,000 in earnings for Apolitical Candy V. Quick look at the also eligibles. The 11 is Misty Cracker at 15-1. A gelding by A Revenant out of Misty Blue Mercedes by Separatist. This one's owned by Manuel Rodriguez, Chris O'Dell, the trainer, and the jockey Eduardo Nicasio. Misty Cracker's had three outs this year, was fourth in the Oklahoma Derby trials in March, third in an allowance at Remington, and then fourth in the trials for this one last time out. Was also a finalist in the All-American Juvenile last year, $19,000 in earnings for Misty Cracker. And the 12 is Just My Disco at 15-1, a gelding by Just Good Candy. Out of the Check Him Out mare, Check This Disco. Owned by VWP JR Incorporated, John Steinball Trains, jockey Raul Valenzuela. Two starts for Just My Disco on the year, was seventh against Allowance Company in April at Remington Park, and sixth in the trials for this last time out. Only one win from seven outs, $11,000 in earnings for the 12, Just My Disco. So in the Rio Doso Invitational, I'll take the 3-1 Slick V on top, the 1 Valiant Charm second, the 7 Throwing Smoke third, and the 10 Apolitical Candy V fourth. 3-1, 7-10 in the Invitational. Right after the Invitational, it's the big one, the Grade 1, $850,000 Rio Doso Derby, first leg of the three-year-old Triple Crown, 400 yards of distance, and of course, a field of 10. We're going to start with the 1, Tommy Eagle at 12-1. This is a gelding by One Famous Eagle out of Runaway Renata by Carter's Cartel. Owned by Randy and Sandy Coleman, Trey Wood trains Raul Ramirez Jr., the jockey. This one was third against Allowance Company on May 13th at Remington Park, then shipped to the mountain to run second in the Derby Trials, and boy, did he perform big to make the finals here and his first career stakes race. Last year as a two-year-old, competed on the mountain, ran eighth, fourth, and third in the Rio Doso Rainbow and All-American Trials, broke his maiden at Lone Star Park, and ran third in the Texas Classic Trials before picking up a non-winners of two victory in December at Lone Star. So he's won the two races out of eight with $26,000 in earnings so far. Number 2 is Kiss the Cartel at 10-1. This one was a 2020 Heritage yearling for $30,000. Filled by Kiss My Hawks out of a Snowy Cartel by Corona Cartel. Owned by Cody and Lonnie Horwood. Trey Wood trains and Ricky Ramirez, the pilot. Kiss the Cartel has started three times this year, was third in the Oklahoma Derby trials in March, second against Allowance Company a few weeks after that at Remington, and then winning a trial for the Rio Doso Derby last out. Pretty lightly raced, only six career starts. Was second in a maiden at Lone Star last fall and then broke her maiden at Lone Star in December down there in Texas. Has been on the board 5 out of 6 tries, $20,000 in earnings for Kiss the Cartel, Oklahoma bred. My top choice, I ended up going with the 3, KJ Desperado on top, as many people will, at 5-2 on the morning line, a gelding by Apolitical Jess out of the Trace Ace mare, Trace Vesses, on by John and Kathy Lee with Ruben Mares, West Giles Trains, and the jockey, Adrian Ramos. The Derby Trials were KJ's first start of the year. Of course, he got the win there. Look back on his two-year-old year last year, which should have been a champion year, if you ask me. He was fourth in the Turf Paradise Open Spring Futurity Trials. Or actually, the finals. He was fourth in the finals, sixth in the Rio Doso Futurity, seventh in the Rainbow. Of course, won the All-American and the Texas Classic, so he's a 7-time winner from 11 starts, $2.1 million in earnings for KJ Desperado. Then we'll look at my third pick. That's the 4, Mr. Apollo Jess, who was a 2020 Heritage yearling, for $115,000. He's 5-1 on the morning line, a colt by Apolitical Jess, out of a Delightful Legacy by First Down Dash. Owned by Zitro Racing Corp., Santos Carrizales Trains, and the jockey Juan Polito. Two starts on the year for Mr. Apollo Jess, was second in the Mr. Masterbug Stakes at Remington in April. also won his trial heat pretty convincingly last time out. As a two-year-old last season, was fifth in the Remington Park Futurity after a troubled trip, seventh in the Ruidoso Futurity, and also a finalist in the Texas Classic Futurity. So three grade ones last year. He's already made his first one this year. He's won 6 out of 10 with $179,000 in earnings for Mr. Apollo Jess. My fourth pick is the 5, Moy Peligrosito at 8-1. A gelding by One Fabulous Eagle out of Peligrosita by Walk Through Fire. Owned by Super Champion Incorporated, Eric Valenzuela trains and the jockey Sergio Becerra Jr. 3 starts this year for Moy Peligrosito. Was a winner in the West Texas Derby trials at First Asking, 3rd in the West Texas Derby finals, and then 2nd in the trials for this one last time out behind KJ Desperado. Last year won the All-American Juvenile and also the Southwest Juvenile Championship. So he's won 4 out of 7 with $171,000 in earnings now in Mexico bred Moy Peligrosito. Number 6 is Six Shaker at 20-1, a gelding by Trace Sace out of Stoli Angel by Stoli. Owned and bred in Texas by Garland Shelton, John Steinball trains and the jockey Francisco Calderon. Since only start this year was in the trials, this will be the first stakes race for Six Shaker. Still a maiden in 5 tries, but has been second 3 times with $5,600 in earnings. The 7 is the big favorite, a Los Al Equine sale purchase in 2020 for $40,000. He's 10-1 on the morning line and sired by Favorite Cartel out of Classic Sassy Chick by Classic Dash. Owned by Susan and Melvin Neugebauer, West Giles trains and the jockey Eduardo Nicasio. 1-for-1 this year after picking up a trial win for the big favorite. Pretty lightly raced, won a trial for the Rainbow last year and qualified to the Rainbow Juvenile and finished 7th. Was also 3rd in his All-American trial last summer. So he's been on the board 4 out of the 5 tries with $14,000 in earnings in the big favorite. Number 8 is Imperative at 6-1. This one was a Ruidoso yearling in 2020 for $36,000. Sired by Apolitical Jess out of Miss Aguilar by Trace Sace. Jeffrey Brooks owns, West Giles trains, jockey Cordelton Ben. 4 starts this year, I should say, for Imperative. Was 5th in the West Texas Derby trials first time out, then won a maiden and an allowance at Sullivan before a trial win for the Ruidoso Derby. So has 3 wins from 8 outs and $36,000 in earnings for Imperative. My second choice is the 9, Lethal Avenger, a Ruidoso yearling in 2020 for $50,000. He's 3-1 on the morning line and sired by Volcom out of Lethal Class by Trey Sace. Owned by JNSM Incorporated, Don Reynolds and Lane Reynolds, Fred Danley trains, Noe Garcia Jr. will have the call. Still on his win streak is Lethal Avenger, 3-for-3 this year, winning a trial and the final for the West Texas Derby and also setting the fastest time for the Ruidoso Derby here. Also won the La Fiesta Futurity last year, going back on his win streak, and qualified to the Grade 1 Rainbow Futurity in July last year, finished 8th. In that one. So it's been 1st or 2nd, 8 out of the 10 tries with $259,000 in earnings for Lethal Avenger. And number 10 is Double Duty at 15-1. She's by A Revenant out of Brickyard Lane by Devin Lane. Owned by Joan and Daryl Hubbard. Mike Joyner trains and the jockey Raul Valenzuela. This one's only start was in the trials, ran 2nd. Last year, won a trial for the Rainbow Futurity, ended up 3rd in the Grade 1 Finals. It's also 2nd in the trials for the All-American, just didn't quite make it before a 4th place finish against Allowance Company at Lone Star Park. So has never been off the board in 6 tries, $110,000 in earnings for the outside horse, Double Duty. So in the $850,000 Ruidoso Derby, I'll go to the 3, KJ Desperado on top, the 9, Lethal Avenger 2nd, the 4, Mr. Apollo Jess 3rd, and the 5, Moy Peligrosito 4th. 3-9, 4-5 in the Ruidoso Derby.
In 1993, Dr. John West showed that EIPH occurs during exercise when blood vessels in the lungs rupture. This is due to stress caused by high blood pressure on the inside of the vessels and strong suction forces on the outside. Only flare strips and Lasix, used together or alone, have been clinically proven to reduce EIPH. Lasix works by reducing the high internal pressures, and FlareStrips work by reducing the suction forces on the outside. See the science at FlareStrips.com. When a horse breathes in during exercise, a strong suction force is exerted on the outer walls of the fragile pulmonary capillaries. Think of it like a vacuum cleaner in the air sacs of the lungs, pulling on the outside walls of the capillaries. This, combined with high blood pressures inside the capillaries, causes the capillaries to rupture, resulting in EIPH. By reducing resistance when breathing in, FlareStrips turn down the suction on the vacuum cleaner in the lungs to reduce EIPH. See the evidence at FlareStrips.com.
Joining me now, making his first appearance on the show, graded stakes winning jockey. He's got BV Higher Power in the Ruidoso Futurity coming up this weekend. Please welcome Ruben Castro. Well, first of all, can you tell us how you got into horse racing to begin with? Like, who was it or what was it that got you involved in the sport?
My uncle and my dad came to the United States to work. My dad worked as a groom, and my uncle worked as an exercise rider. But they worked with thoroughbreds over there in Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first ever contact with actual horse racing, but quarter horse racing, I didn't get introduced until 2008. We moved to Odessa, Texas, and the manager at the new job my dad had gotten, he was the owner of four horses, so he would take us down to Sutherland and Cobbs to go watch the races. And from there, I knew that's what I wanted to do. That was the kind of, I loved the adrenaline. I wanted the adrenaline.
Right.
And that's where I got introduced to quarter horse racing.
All right, well, let's talk about your horses in the Futurity this weekend and the juvenile, starting with BV Ringo. What can you tell us about him?
He's starting to mellow out. He's a little weird at first to get to know him. He didn't like certain things done to him, and he was a little weird galloping too once we got him going, but he's starting to mellow out and get the hang of things, and he come back real nice, and just with a good clean break, he had to be tough.
How did he improve since his Remington Park Futurity trial back in April, and what are some things you think he still needs to work on going into this juvenile final?
Leaving the gates. That was our main problem with him. He was a little slow leaving there, but down on the end, he really gets to switch in gears. So we knew if we could get him a break, he'd be tough. And he still didn't break as good as we wanted him in the trials 2 weeks ago. But I think now with the more experience, he's got it down on his mind. I think he'll be leaving how we expect him to.
Speaking of horses with a little bit of gait issues, BV Higher Power, he looks like he could be trouble if he could start leaving just a little bit better. What were your thoughts on his trial and how he improved since his first start?
The same as BV Ringo with him, they were just the kind of unexperienced. Higher Power, he's, for being a stud, he's real mellow and real laid back. And, getting him started, he did everything with ease and no problem. But after his first start in the Remington Park trials, we knew he kind of lacked a little bit of competitiveness. And I knew if I could get that on him, more on his mind, he would get tough. And so the time between the Remington Park trials and the Ruidoso trials, it was quite a bit of time, and we decided not to gate him or anything. So they just needed the race, and I think now coming into these finals, it, It'll be tough.
The way he's kind of showed that kick that he has there toward the end, it makes me think he'll be really tough going those longer distances later on in the year. Do you think that'd be the case?
Yeah, and you know, they didn't have much, like back at the ranch, we don't have much room to really let Newsom run. So they were, you know, when we hit the 300, 350 mark, it really surprised them. But now that they have a little more lung, you know, air in their lungs, they're really starting to show. They can go down the track, you know, the farther they go, the stronger they get.
Definitely. Do you like where he drew this weekend, given he's kind of in the same spot in the gates as he was in the trials?
Yeah, I don't mind either one of them. They drew close, you know, right there where they were in the trials. I don't think it'll bother them. I like that they drew, you know, against some good competition, you know.
Right.
A good break and keep up with those horses. You know, it should be a good race.
Before we get into Ruidoso Futurity Day, let's look at the three trials for the Vessels Maturity at Los Alamitos on Saturday. Trial purses are $8,000, 400 yards the distance, and one of the top 10 finalists are in a spot in the Champion of Champions here in a few weeks. Field of 7 in the opening trial. I'm going to take the 4 on top, Circle City. 5-year-old gelding by Favorite Cartel out of Moonlight Corona by Corona Cartel. Ed Allred, the owner and breeder. Scott Willoughby trains. Jesus Ayala, the jockey. Circle City's had 3 starts this year, was 2nd in the trials for the Winter Championship, was 3rd in the Grade 1 Finals, and also won the Grade 3 Kaweah Bar Handicap last time out. Look back at 2021 for Circle City. Was 3rd in the Kaweah Bar, won this Vessels Maturity last year, so he looks to defend his title, won the Spencer Childers Championship, and was also 6th in the Champion of Champions. 3-year-old year was a finalist in the Southern California Derby, the winner of the Golden State Derby, and also a finalist in the Winter Derby. 2-year-old year was runner-up in the Golden State Million Futurity. Been consistent throughout his career. He's won 9 of 25 with 4 seconds and 3 thirds. $485,000 in earnings for Circle City, my top selection. Second, I'll take the 7, Up Is Up. 5-year-old gelding by Kitty Up, out of Girl's Choice by A Regal Choice. Buttecrest Ranch Incorporated and Rod Lowe, the owners, James Glenn Jr. trains, and the jockey Henry Lopez. One start on the year for Up Is Up was 4th in the Kaweah Bar Handicap on April the 30th. Only started a couple of times last year, and it was a 6th place finish in the Kaweah Bar and a win in the Vessels Maturity Trials. Very lightly raced overall. It's won 3, a maiden in 2020, an allowance in 2020 before that Vessels Maturity Trial last year. $23,000 in earnings for Up Is Up. And for third, I'll go to the 1, You Can Run. 5-year-old gelding by Favorite Cartel out of You Can Fly by Walk Through Fire. Owned and bred in California by Steve Burns, Michael Castleman trains, and the jockey Cruz Mendez. Pair of starts for You Can Run this year was 3rd in the trials for the Winter Championship and 5th in the Grade 1 Finals last time out back in February. Worked on April the 14th, going 220 and 1240 was the lone work that day. Look back at last year for him. Was a winner in the California Breeders' Sprint Stakes and the Grade 1 Go Man Go Handicap, and was a finalist in the Champion of Champions and Robert L. Bonifoss Invitational Championship. 3-year-old year a couple of years ago, was runner-up in the Winter Derby, a finalist in the El Primero, 3rd in the Golden State, and also was 2nd in his trial for the Breeders' Derby, just didn't make it there. As a 2-year-old, was also runner-up in the Lausau Juvenile Invitational. So he's won 6 of 18 with $182,000 in earnings, and You Can Run. Race 9, Trial 2. I'm going to go to the 3 on top. That's Speed Dynasty, a 4-year-old colt by FDD Dynasty out of Jess Sassme by Mr. Jess Perry. by Taos River Ranch, LLC, Monte Rosa Trains, Armando Cervantes, the jockey. This will be the first start of the year for Speed Dynasty. Three-year-old year last year, third against Allowance Company at Rio Doso, seventh in the Rainbow Invitational, I should say, and then fourth in the All-American Derby Trials last out. As a two-year-old, was a finalist in the Rio Doso Futurity and the Rainbow Juvenile, and the winner of the La Fiesta Futurity a couple of years ago. He worked on May 21st, going 350 and 18 seconds flat. From the gate, he was third fastest of five for the Speed LLC bred Speed Dynasty with $183,000 in earnings for the four-time winner. Second, I'll go to the one, Valiant. Four-year-old gelding by Valiant Hero out of Astica by Jesse James Jr. Owned by Rancho AA LLC, Valentin Zamudio Trains, Ruben Lozano, the jockey. Pair of starts this year for Valiant. Was an allowance winner on March 13th and was third in the Kauai Bar last out. As a three-year-old last year, was fifth in the Rainbow Invitational and the All-American Invitational, ended up sixth in the Texas Classic Derby. Won 3 out of 14 with 5 seconds and a third, $56,000 in earnings for Valiant. And for third, I'll go to the 6, Mr. Tornado, a 5-year-old gelding by Sports Cartel out of Spanish Solo Mark by Senior Solo. Fernando Flores, the owner, Felix Gonzalez trains, and Henry Lopez will be up. Mr. Tornado's had 4 outs on the year, was a finalist in the Winter Championship in February, ran 7th. Was the winner of the Moon Stakes in March and also 6th in the Kauai Bar last time out. Been consistently running against graded stakes company throughout his career. Just a couple of years ago, was 5th in the El Primero, also 3rd in the Sergeant Pepper, the AQHA Derby Challenge finalist, and in the Vessels Maturity last year. He's won 9 out of 31 with 2 seconds and 4 thirds, $124,000 in earnings for Mr. Tornado. And now the 10th race, the third trial for the Vessels Maturity. I'm going to go ahead and take the 2 on top. Monopolist, 4-year-old gelding, my favorite cartel out of Nymph by Foose. Owned and bred in California by Ed Allred, James Lynn Jr. trains, Oscar Pinedo with the ride. This will be the first start of the year for Monopolist. Last year was 3rd in the Winter Derby, 2nd in the Governor's Cup Derby, and also 4th in the Southern California Derby last time out. 2-year-old year was 2nd in the California Breeders' Freshman Stakes, the winner of the Breeders' Futurity, and also 4th in the Deuce. His most recent work was May 14th, 350 yards and 1760. It was the fastest of 2 works on the day for the 7-time winner. He's had 3 seconds and a third as well, $385,000 in earnings for Monopolist. Second, I'm going to go with the 3, Impress 'em, 4-year-old gelding by Apolitical Jess out of Crazy Down Corona by First Down Dash, owned by Jeff Jones and Steve Holt. Heath Taylor trains, Rodrigo Vallejo, the jockey. I picked Monopolist over Impress 'em mainly because he's been over the track his whole career, and this will be Impress 'em's first time out there. And Monopolist can leave the gate like a rocket sometimes. I mean, there's been several races of his that he's just left like a shot. So if he does the same thing, he's going to be hard for Impress 'em to catch, especially after this, 5-month layoff or so. His last out was in January. He was 2nd in the championship at Sunland. Of course, his champion year last year, where he won the Remington Park Derby, the Rio Doso Derby, the Rainbow Derby, was 5th in the All-American Derby and also won the Texas Classic. Finalists in the Rainbow his 2-year-old year. He's won 13 of 18. With 1 second, $1,098,000 in earnings for Impress 'em. He worked at Los Al May 21st, going 220 and 1270. It was 7th fastest of 19. And for third, I'll go to the 6, Cattail Cove, a 5-year-old gelding by Favorite Cartel out of Katie Catella by Separatist. Owned by Ralph Newcomb, Juan Alleman trains, and the jockey Ramon Sanchez. 4 starts on the year for Cattail Cove. Was 4th in the Winter Championship in February, 3rd in the Moon Stakes, and 2nd in the Kauai Bar last time out. Another one that's been consistent against graded stakes company. Going back to his two-year-old year, was third in the Governor's Cup Futurity, second in the Lost South 2 Million. Three-year-old year, ran third in the All-American Invitational and fourth in the Super Derby, fifth in the Southern California Derby. Last year was fifth in the Vessels Maturity, third in the Go Man Go, second in the First Down Dash Handicap as well. So a four-time winner from 27 outs, $540,000 in earnings for Cattail Cove. So good luck to all in the Vessels Maturity Trials, and we'll look at the qualifiers next week. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by Dunn Ranch, located in Wynnewood, Oklahoma. Not only do they have an outstanding stallion lineup that includes 2021 leading freshman sire, A. Revenant, graded stakes producer Dashmaster Jess, sire of Love is Everything V, One Valiant Hero, 2022 freshman sire, PYC Fun and Fancy, also graded stakes winner Constituent, and Blood Money, who's also ICSI only at Dunn Ranch. They have an outstanding sales prep team, and they can take care of all your embryo, transfer, and ICSI needs, and also provide a variety of full-out services. For more info on Dunn Ranch, visit any of their social medias or visit dunnranch.com. They're one of the hardest-working crews that you'll find. Don't miss out on a breeding to any of their stallions before they all book full. Dunn Ranch, success starts here. On to Sunday at Ruidoso Downs. First, we've got race 8, the grade 3, $100,000 Ruidoso Juvenile, 350 yards, ones that didn't make the Futurity, field of 10, with two also eligibles. Number 1 is Apolitical Song at 8-1 on the morning line. She's by Apolitical Jess out of La Fantasia Stone by Okidoki Fantasy. Owned and bred in California by the Quarter Company, Eric Valenzuela trains, and the jockey Sergio Becerra Jr. The trials were her first start. Got the win there. Had a decent schooling race. Nothing all that spectacular. Was in trial 3 on the day. Ended up winning it by a length and a half. Just didn't manage to make the big one. Draws the rail here in the juvenile. Number 2 is Go Diego at 8-1, a gelding by Foose out of Dahlia by Walk Through Fire. This one is owned by La Feliz Montana Ranch, also the breeders in New Mexico, Ricardo Armendariz trains, and the jockey Sergio Dominguez. Three starts this year for Go Diego. The first two were at Sunland, were third both times there in the West Texas Futurity Trials and the West Texas Juvenile. Picked up a win in the trials on May 28th here for the Ruidoso last out. Finds himself in the juvenile with $11,000 in earnings so far. Number 3 is Aristides. A heritage yearling last year for $123,000. He's 12-1 on the morning line. And a gelding by Apolitical Jess at a First to Celebrate by First Down Dash. Owned by Gene and Todd Bradley, Trey Wood trains, and Raul Ramirez Jr. will have the call. Aristides was third his first time out in the Remington Park Futurity Trials in April. Took nearly the 2 months off between then and the Ruidoso Trials. Was in the schooling races May 11th, 316.23. Was 18th of 110 between the two. $3,200 in earnings so far for Bobby Coxbred, Aristides. My top choice is the 4 Worth the Wait at 9-2 on the morning line. This one was a Ruidoso yearling last year for $90,000. Gelding by One Famous Eagle out of Trendy by Stoli. Owned by JNSM Incorporated, Fred Danley trains, and the jockey Noe Garcia Jr. 3 starts so far for Worth the Wait. Was the fastest qualifier going into the West Texas Futurity in April. Ended up 5th in the Grade 2 Finals there. Also won his trial heat here for the Ruidoso, after having a nice gate work on the mountain between the two races. McCauley Land and Livestock bred with $21,000 in earnings so far. Second, I'm going to take the 5, Rock a Jess V at 3-1, a gelding by Apolitical Jess out of Rock Candy SA by Good Reason SA. Owned and bred in Oklahoma by Valriana Racing Stables, Santos Carrizales trains, and the jockey Juan Polito. Rock a Jess V with 3 outs on the year has improved every time. was 7th in a maiden first time out in March at Remington Park, 3rd in the trials for the Remington Park Futurity a few weeks after that, and then picked up a win in the trials on May the 28th, was in the 9th trial of the day, and won it by a half length over a lucky lady. Just didn't manage to make the big one, drawing the 5-hole, my second choice, Rocka Jess V. My fourth choice is going to be the 6 BV Ringo at 15-1. This is a gelding by Tempting Dash out of BV Queen of Hearts by Azum. Owned and bred in Oklahoma by Bella Vista Farms, Eddie Lee Willis Trains, and Ruben Castro will be up. Two starts so far for the maiden BV Ringo. First time out was 3rd in the Remington Park Futurity Trials and was 2nd in the trials for the Ruidoso. Last time out was in the 2nd-to-last trial of the day. His set of trials was behind Blues Girl, who we'll get to in a moment. So BV Ringo, my fourth choice here in the juvenile. Number 7 is Stone Cold Dynasty. Was sold at the TQHA yearling sale last year for $21,500. He's 20-1 on the morning line and a gelding by FDD Dynasty out of Black Dress by Favorite Cartel. Darina and Ken Whaley, the owners, Mark Younger Strains, and the jockey Christian Ramos. A pair of starts on the year for Stone Cold Dynasty was 7th in a maiden first time out in April at Sam Houston and then picked up a win in his Ruidoso trial last time out. Also had a really good work between those two, like most of these horses that qualified. $4,800 in earnings now for Stone Cold Dynasty. Number 8 is Free From Corona, a Ruidoso yearling for $125,000 last year. 8-1 on the morning line. She's by Mr. Jess Perry out of Aquafina by First Down Dash. Owned by Thomas Sheckle, Shauna Manriquez Trains, and Daniel Torres, the jockey. It's Philly's only start. Was in the trials for the Ruidoso. It was day one, seventh trial heat. Runner-up to BV Higher Power. Who ended up making the Futurity. We'll talk about him later. Behind him by 3/4 of a length. Just didn't manage the $1 million one, but still managed a spot in the consolation. $1,600 in earnings for another Macaulay Land and Livestock Bred Free From Corona. My third pick will be the 9 Blues Girl at 5-1, a filly by A Revenant out of Blues Girl 2 by Corona Cartel. Owned by La Feliz Montana Ranch LLC, Xavier Rodriguez Trains, and Felipe Garcia Luna, the jockey. Blues Girl's first out was a second place finish in the West Texas Futurity Trials, picked up a win in the 14th trial on day one for the Ruidoso. Won it over BV Ringo that we mentioned earlier. Dueled with him and got the best of him there in that trial. And draws the outside here. $6,500 in earnings in Oklahoma bred Blues Girl. And number 10 is Runaway Wildfire at 7-2, a gelding by Walkthrough Fire out of Runaway Presley by Corona Cartel. Owned by Steinball Equine Enterprises LLC, John Steinball Trains, Francisco Calderon, the jockey. Skelding's only start was in the trials, was in the fourth trial heat on day two. To about $1,600 for that effort. It's behind Ride Around in that one. Just out finished by 3/4 of a length to him. He was inside that day, draws the far outside, this time pending, of course, these also eligibles getting in. And speaking of the also eligibles, we'll look at those real quick. The 11 is Just a Political Girl at 15-1. She's by Apolitical Jess out of Stole Me a Cartel by Stoli. Started once in the trials, was 3rd in the 7th trial on day one. Had a nice schooling race beforehand at the California Bred for La Feliz Montana Ranch. And the 12 is Whirl Away Valentine at 20-1, a gelding by Whirl Away Red out of Little Miss Party Doll by PYC Paint Your Wagon. This is another one whose only start was in the trials, was 2nd in the 6th trial on day one. Going to take a couple of scratches for him to get into this one. So in the Ruidoso Juvenile, I'll go to the 4, Worth the Wait on top. The 5, Rocka Jesse, second. The 9, Blues Girl, third. And the 6, BV Ringo, fourth. 4, 5, 9, 6 in the Ruidoso Juvenile. Last race to go over is the headlining race of the weekend. The Grade 1, $1 million Ruidoso Futurity, the first leg of the 2-year-old Quarter Horse Triple Crown. I got to be honest, this is... I had a tough time with this field because there's about seven of the 10 that I wouldn't be surprised at all cross the wire in front on Sunday. It's going to come down to like a normal quarter horse race. I mean, who's going to get the best break and the best trip is going to win this one. So, that being said, we're going to start with my third choice, the 1, Get There Fast. At 8-1 on the morning line, this is a gelding by Temping Dash out of Get There by Fantastic Corona Jr. Owned by Simmons Racing, Toby Keaton trains, Brian Candonosa will have the call. 2 for 2 is Get There Fast. Won a maiden race at Sam Houston April 30th. Won the trial heat here for the Ruidoso from the inside like he will be on Sunday. See if that'll work to his advantage. With $16,000 in earnings for the Texas bred, Get There Fast, my third choice. A horse I feel like is very underrated. I could be completely wrong on him, but I like him enough to make him my second choice just because of his odds alone. That's the 2, Lot of Hot Mess. 15-1 on the morning line. This is a gelding by Lot of PYC out of I Know She's a Hot Mess by Louisiana Senator. Owned by Reed Land and Cattle Company, Cope Gage, and Wooten Racing, Gerald Reed trains Raul Valenzuela, the jockey. 2 for 2 is a Lot of Hot Mess. Won a trial heat for the Remington Park Futurity in April. Qualified to the finals. Ended up having to scratch at the gate after flipping. And then ended up winning the trial for the Ruidoso here on day 2. Was in the 11th trial heat. I feel like a lot of people are forgetting that he made the Remington Park Futurity and just how impressively he won that trial heat too, because of course, that Remington Park doesn't show up on the record, but still, I think he might surprise some people, especially at 15-1, and he might go down from that come post time. But 2 for 2 with $33,000 in earnings for Oklahoma bred, a Lot of Hot Mess. Number 3 is Ride Around, a Ruidoso yearling last year for $80,000. Filly that's 15-1 on the morning line by Favorite Cartel out of Walk Around Blues by Walk Through Fire. Owned by La Feliz Montana Ranch LLC, Xavier Rodriguez trains, Felipe Garcia Luna, the pilot. 2 for 2 is Ride Around, won a maiden at Sunland on March the 19th. Then had a work at Ruidoso Downs Breezing going 220 and 1198, which is fourth fastest of 26, before winning her trial heat for the Ruidoso Futurity here a couple of weeks ago. $19,200 in earnings for California bred Ride Around. Number 4 is BV Higher Power at 8-1, a colt by Apolitical Jess out of Miss Trace Sace by Trace Sace. Owned by Bella Vista Farms, Eddie Lee Willis trains, and Ruben Castro will be up. BV Higher Power was second in the trials for the Remington Park Futurity in April. Didn't get the best of starts there that time, put in a real good late kick to manage that second place finish before winning his trial for the Ruidoso a couple of weeks ago. With $7,700 in earnings now, BV Higher Power, one I'm keeping an eye on in the finals. The 5 is He's Judge and Jury at 20-1. This is a gelding by He's Relentless out of Crazy Down Corona by First Down Dash. Owned by Steve Holt and Jeff Jones. Heath Taylor trains, James Flores will have the call. 1 for 1 is He's Judge and Jury, won his trial couple of weeks ago in the schooling races, had the third fastest time out of 110 May 11th. It was 1605 for the 300. So he's made 4,800 so far as the Oklahoma bred, a half brother to Impressive. Number 6, Levine Eagle at 4-1, the colt by One Dashing Eagle out of Sonora Cartel by Trace Ace. Ricardo Ramirez owns, Rigoberto Guillen trains, Emilio Tapia, the jockey. 3 for 3 is Levine Eagle. Won the trials and the finals of the President's Open Spring Futurity at Turf Paradise and managed to win the opening trial for the Ruidoso Futurity on day 1 and he held on throughout the day for a spot in the million-dollar finals here. So $49,000 in earnings so far for Arizona-bred Levine Eagle. My top choice is going to be the 7, Chasing AJ. He's a Ruidoso yearling for $95,000 last year. He's 3-1 on the morning line, a gelding by Apolitical Jess, out of Eye on This Candy by Mr. Eye Opener. Owned by Steve Holt, Heath Taylor trains. He's been red hot recently. And Rodrigo Vallejo, the jockey. Chasing AJ, 1-for-1 after setting the fastest time on day one in the trials. Also had the fastest time in the schooling races on May 11th. 315.97 was his time. Draws the outside for the first time here. We'll see how that suits him on Sunday. $4,800 in earnings for Chasing AJ, one that's going to be getting a lot of attention this weekend. My fourth choice is the 8, Ott's Boy at 5-2, a gelding by Mr. Odd Eyes out of Lovely Legs by Straw Flying Buds. Lou Goble, the owner. Toby Keaton trains. Ramon Sanchez, the jockey. 2-for-2 is Ott's Boy. Was a maiden winner at Sam Houston on April 23rd. Before setting the fastest time on day two in the 13th trial of the day, very impressively from the 6 post, is in the 8 here with $16,000 in earnings so far in the Texas bred Ott's Boy, my fourth choice. Number 9 is Beneficial, sold at the Los Al Equine sale last year for $56,000. He's 30-1 on the morning line, a colt by Favorite Cartel out of Bemused by Separatist. Alberto Villanueva Jr., the owner, Eric Valenzuela trains, and the jockey Sergio Dominguez. He's still a maiden after 3 starts, was 2nd in the trials for the West Texas Futurity in March, was 8th in the Grade 2 Finals in April, and 2nd in the trials behind Ott's Boy on Day 2, last time out, $7,700 in earnings for California-bred Beneficial. And number 10 is Powerful, sold at the Heritage Place yearling sale for $105,000 last year. He's by Favorite Cartel out of Remember the Rose by Walk Through Fire. Owned by Mauricio and Miguel Gallegos, Eric Valenzuela trains, jockey Sergio Becerra Jr. 1-for-1 is Powerful. Another one I'm keeping an eye on here in the finals, mainly because he drew the outside in his trial. And draws the far outside here once more. He won by 2.5 in his trial very handily in that one. So definitely another one to keep an eye on. I didn't have him in my top 4, and I might pay for that later. But I really think he's going to be tough there on the outside in the 10, Powerful. So in the Ruidoso Futurity, I'll take the 7, Chasing AJ on top. The 2, Lot of Hot Mess 2nd. The 1, Get There Fast 3rd. And the 8, Ott's Boy 4th. 7-2-1-8 in the Ruidoso Futurity. And that will wrap it up for me on this episode. Hope you all enjoyed. A busy weekend coming up. Look forward to the race replays on my Instagram, Facebook, and YouTubes. And good luck to everybody this weekend. Going to be a lot of fun, especially looking forward to that Ruidoso Futurity. Like I say, it looks pretty wide open. So thank you all for listening, and I'll talk to y'all next week.